U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe joined a group of Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in a southern Garfield pasture just outside of Wacomas yesterday to discuss the Environmental Protection Agency's attempts to redefine navigable waterways under the Clean Water Act. The Clean Water Act gives the EPA authority to write rules governing the protection of navigable waters. The EPA wants to redefine the word navigable in an effort to regulate even a roadside ditch that could hold water only for a few hours. The EPA proposal might regulate the following: groundwater, ditches, culverts, pipes, desert washes, farm and stock ponds. It's a scary deal for a lot of farmers and ranchers. And Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe says this is a battle that's been going on first legislatively and now from the regulatory point of view by the bureaucrats.
When Republicans controlled the United States Senate, I chaired the committee called Environment and Public Works. That has all this jurisdiction over all of the, what I call the over-regulators who are destroying this country. Not just the ag. You think it's just ag. It's not. Manufacturers had the same, producers had the same problems, and so this is what's this is probably singularly more destructive than the huge deficits that this president's given us. But in this case, you might remember, just to refresh some of your memories, that we had the Clean Water Restoration Act that was introduced by a senator named Russ Feingold from Wisconsin and a House member named Oberstar. Now, they introduced this so that they would take the word navigable out to allow the federals to regulate everything that you're looking at. I mean, you can go to Kingfisher County. I can remember when they had, after a hard rain, some water that was standing. That would then be subject to regulation. And they only did this by taking one word out because they can regulate navigable waters. Well, not only did we defeat the Clean Water Restoration Act, we defeated Russ Feingold and Congressman Oberstar. So that was and they didn't give up, however, and that's why it's just kind of like cap and trade. We defeated all of their legislation. Now they're trying to do it through regulation. This is a killer. And I can tell you right now, we would not have been able to stop it without the Farm Bureau. They're our best ally in all these issues. It wasn't long ago that we had a news conference like this, and it was out west of Altus. It's kind of hard to get west of Altus. We were out west of Altus because this administration was wanting to put together the farm dust regulation, saying that they were going to regulate farm dust. So I had a news conference out there. We had people from Washington who had never been west of the Mississippi. We went out there, and I said, "Now I want you guys to look. See this brown stuff down here? That's dirt. Now see that round green thing? That's cotton. Now put your finger in the air. That's wind. Are there any questions?" There is no technology by which, and we defeated the farm dust regulation. You were there, Mike, so you know what I'm talking about. So in this case here, they are now, since they couldn't do it through regulation, they're trying to, legislation, they're trying to do it through guidance. And if they're successful in doing it through guidance, and they're in an awkward situation right now because we have the election coming up, and this has put them in a position where they know that if we are right and we win the House and the Senate and the White House, they won't be able to do it. So that's what this is all about. It's why it's timely. And this is the only, I can tell you right now, Mike, that if it hadn't been for you guys, we would have lost this battle a long time ago. So anyway, appreciate your doing this and having me as a part of it. Thanks so much.
Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe in Garfield County, in the Wacomas area, standing in a buffalo wallow, talking with some farmers and ranchers and members of the media, took some questions from the audience and was asked about the next step that is out there ahead of both the Obama administration as well as those that want to fight this possible removal of the word navigable in the Clean Water Act.
The next step, that's a great question because, you know, they're after you. If they're able to regulate as if, keep in mind, the initial intent was navigable water. If they're able to regulate any little pond out here, that's another set of bureaucrats. It reminds me very much when they're going to regulate propane as a hazardous material, and you'd have a whole bureaucracy crawling all over you. The best thing you could do to preclude it from happening, I'm sorry to be so blunt about this, is defeat Obama. Good luck.
And the senator was also asked about the motivation that the administration has for moving this direction on the Clean Water Act.
The Obama administration, and I can say this because, as you know, I chaired the Committee on Environment and Public Works, and I'm the ranking member on that now, and after the election, I'll be chairman again. Their effort is to have government regulate our lives to every degree possible that they can. In what area could they go after more than anything else? If they could take a law that's been there since the Clean Water Act, where they can regulate navigable waters, take out the word navigable and regulate everything. Their motive is just to regulate. There are a lot of people who believe that government can run our lives better than people, and a lot of them are in Washington, and they're the ones I'm fighting with every day. So that's the motive, and we're going to win this thing.
Top Republican on the Environment and Public Works Committee in the U.S. Senate, Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.